Ladies and gentlemen, you know what we haven't done in a long frickin' time? Take a look at celebrity news. Yeah, if you give a fuck.
Like I give a shit.
That's right. Like I give a shit. Celebrity news updates about celebrities that aren't so celebrity anymore. You might not have known this, but Oprah Winfrey used to be on the portly side.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Don Johnson almost log slammed her. That's right, Don Johnson of Miami Vice almost whipped out his little Johnson and took to Oprah Winfrey. Now, according to Oprah, this happened back in the 80s when they were both, well, he was a mega superstar in Miami Vice driving his fucking Ferrari. And she had left the television station as a news anchor and was now a brand new daytime, you know, talk show host. Well, Don thought he had broadened his horizons one night and go to bed with a black woman, so he called Oprah Winfrey. Invited her to a pool party. Now, that's really code for, I'd like to see what you look like almost naked in a bathing suit to decide if I want to sign the contract on this shit. Furthermore, if I do, I don't have to worry about you being stinky in your nether regions because you spent some time in this chlorinated pool. I'm just being honest here.
Don't push my head down there.
Another helpful tip is to put a box fan at the foot of the bed. Tells you everything you want to know so you don't catch yourself going down there for any reason whatsoever.
Maybe I should turn the box fan off. It smells like a landfill at low tide. Is that you?
Oh, and that goes the other way, too. Mr. Sour Milk ain't seen a fucking shower in days, you nasty motherfucker. Why do you even go out? Huh? Yeah, you need to look for the girls that are hanging around dumpsters that are attracted to that kind of smell, you piece of shit. All right, let's move on. Don was trying to do Oprah with his Johnson. So back in the 80s, the pinnacle of his career and the very beginning of hers, he invited her over. Yeah, for a dip in the pool and hot frickin' sex afterwards, guaranteed. That bathing suit is not staying on long, folks. Let's get that right. Oprah said she wanted to go, but she thought she was too fat. Why the fuck is this a story? Of course you were too fucking fat, Oprah, back in the Don Johnson days. Yeah. No room for you in the pool. Get your big ass out of the Ferrari. You don't fit in there either. But you fit in Don Johnson's brass waterbed.
Yes.
Get your big ass in there. Y'all could have had little doper Winfrey's. Oprah, even when you were big, I always thought you were beautiful. You're a beautiful woman. Make no fucking mistake about that, baby. But I have to admit, ever since you've been snorting that fucking Optifast shit, you're ready to take it to the mats and show the goods. I'm happy you lost 67 pounds. Go to the next party. Finally, Don's little Johnson will be able to handle you. Oh, yeah. Speaking of love. People are predicting Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are going to be engaged in 6 months.
I predict divorced in 5 years.
The love does seem to be genuine, but how many times can Mr. Kelce degrade himself by going up on that stage and spreading his ass cheeks? I mean, I realize he's got his earnest keep around the Taylor Swift home. After all, she is the breadwinner. Yeah, she's in charge. She's also human, which means she has bad nights. I can hear her now.
Stop bitching about it, Travis. And you just get on that stage. You better smile. And you better look like you love me. The audience better believe it. Or your tight end's going to be a chapped red ass, boy. I'm not even fucking around with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and if the show goes bad, he probably doesn't get paid. Probably left out. Probably has to sleep on the tour bus with the fucking roadies. Oh, she's a bitch. I'm not wishing it on him. I'm just making a simple prediction here. Oh, I'm pissed at Mahomes. He knows better. You fucking see something. You say something, asshole. I believe Taylor's capable of hitting Travis. I do. I believe she probably drinks and loses her cool and hits him. You can tell he's beat down. He doesn't make decisions for himself anymore.
I wonder if he's allowed to have friends or see his family.
...39-year-old Katy Perry, trying to stay relevant, Paris Fashion Week. Fight, we break up, we kiss, showed up Tuesday at Paris Fashion Week wearing a one-sleeve red velvet dress with a 200-yard tail on it that contained the lyrics of her brand new song, Woman's World, they're promoting this week.
Yeah, there's shit streaks on it, too.
Yeah, you look great, baby. Girl's got some hips. Love them. All right. Ah, let me get my mind out of the gutter. Okay. Darius Rucker, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. Hardly a fucking day goes by I don't think about this guy. Well, he shares how he stays grounded nearly 40 years into his career. What do you mean, how you stay grounded? You are grounded. Any tips on how the fuck you get out of the rut you're in? Give you an example of what I'm talking about. Eddie Van Halen's tabulation form style of playing guitar is so unique, it's actually been recognized as an actual music form. Eddie's been dead for years. He couldn't read the music tabulation in. Yeah, they put it in sheet music. He couldn't even fucking recognize it or read it at all. It's amazing. I only bring it up, Darius, because I heard all about that and Eddie's dead. You're alive and I ain't heard shit, man. How you making your living these days, Dare? Did you have to eat the blowfish? Because you ain't got nothing to eat tonight? All you got's one egg, so you got to go out and pick wild onions? Yeah. Yeah, four people got to eat off one fucking egg, so you make it work with wild onions. That was living. What am I talking about? Oh yeah, Darius Rucker did an interview to let you know he's still alive. Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's little girl. S-U-R-I, that's how you spell her name. Sure, I graduated high school. Sure, I Cruise. Well, she just celebrated her high school graduation. Good for you. Sure, I, Cruise. The daughter of Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise celebrated getting her diploma from LaGuardia High School on Friday with her mom right there by her side. She looked thrilled as she posed with her mom, who's 45, and, you know, other students and shit at Washington Heights neighborhood right there in Manhattan. I'm looking at a picture of him here walking down the street, and I have to say that Katie, you and your daughter, sure, you guys look just alike. You could pass for sisters so freaking easy. Sure, Dad, Tom, he wasn't present at the special event. You know why? He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, he went to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour in London. Oh, he had to have front row seats to watch Travis Kelce spread his ass cheeks. Sitting there with a copy of L. Ron Hubbard's diuretics in his hand, whacking off. Sure, is actually going to be attending Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh this fall. That's right. And being that your dad wasn't there for your high school graduation, sure, let me give you a little bit of advice. Gut it out.
Dad, that's easy for you to say. You don't have to do any of it.
Yeah, that's because I did it already. Yeah. You're not the only one going through this shit. And by the way, Carnegie Mellon isn't exactly a shithole, so when you're there studying your ass off and gutting it out...
Remember, you're a melon.
That's right. Thank you, Rodney Dangerfield. Consider yourself lucky you don't have to work on top of going to school. Yeah. You're lucky you don't have to pay for that college on your own, because if you do, yeah, you're working and going to school. It's double whammy. You don't sleep much. When I went to college, I averaged 2 hours a night, and I'm not shitting you. 2 hours a night. My only day to sleep was Sunday, and believe you me, I slept all fucking day. I only bring all this up because there's an interesting development that transpired during Shuriya's graduation. Check this out. When their daughter, when Katie and Tom Cruise's daughter crossed that stage, I'm not quite sure what name she did use, but she dropped Cruise. She did not want her daddy's name on the back end of that graduation. I'm sure he hadn't been there for any of it. Like I say, he was at the Eras Tour, whacking off in the front row, watching Travis Kelce spread his ass cheeks.
Donald Trump debate prep portion of the Stan the Joke Man show, brought to you by...
To teach the world to sing with me.
Man Show also brought to you by
Ash Hair Apartments.
Well, we're moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side,
moving on up
to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
That's right, move on up to Ash Hair Apartments. Studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, shit, we'll put your ass in the courtyard in a tent if we have to. Plenty of space.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill.
20th century kitchens.
Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill.
Microwaves that kind of work.
Now we're up in the big league.
No security.
I'll turn that back.
As in no deposit or security.
It's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're moving on up.
Moving on up.
To the east side.
Yes, hair apartments. Folks, if you live like shit anyway, hey, ass hair apartments might be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, of course, everybody's talking about the big debate tomorrow night between Donnie Trump and President Joe Biden. I'm not sure that Donald Trump realizes this is really his last chance to vindicate himself and show that he can be an adult. He can outline plans for the country and how he plans to move forward. All we've heard from him so far is how he plans on wiping his dick off with the Constitution and how he's going to act a dictator on the first fucking day, which means day one, there is no law and anything goes. Remember that, folks. This is what the Republican Party wants. And if he gets his fucking way, that means there is no law on day one. And believe you me, MAGA is going to regret that. Donald Trump, the Supreme Court, and all these radicalized terrorists in the Republican Party, oh, they're all going to regret that. You know why the Supreme Court is delaying over and over again to decide on Donald Trump's immunity? They want to make sure they're close enough to that election that none of them rights will be afforded Joe Biden. That's right. They want to make sure they're close enough to the election before they make that a ruling that none of them rights will be afforded Joe Biden. They'll only be afforded Trump if he gets in, and he will exercise them attacking innocent Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, your country is under a terroristic attack. The United States of America, from within, sleeper cell, Republican Party, MAGA extremists. I cannot stress it enough. Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, Amy Comey Barrett, and that motherfucker Sam Alito with his cunt wife who fly the American flag upside down. You lawmakers want to break the law by saying there is no law day one. All right, you got it, motherfuckers. You got it. No law. They're willing to bet their life on it. Okay. I promise you it won't even get to the election. You do your fucking job honorably if you know what's good for you. As for the debate prep, from Donald Trump, the fit-throwing fucking felonious rapist who's been attacking and selling out this country at every turn? Well, he's so smart, he doesn't realize this fucking debate is his last chance to prove himself an adult, a capable leader, intelligent, a rational thinker who represents everyone, all Americans.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, I'm not. Because according to Don himself, he didn't give a flying fuck about debate prep.
And the real question is, what have you been doing to prepare for the debate?
I think I've been preparing for it for my whole life, if you want to know the truth. And I'm not sure you can lock yourself into a room for 2 weeks or 1 week or 2 days and really learn what you have to know.
Oh, I love it. He has no concept of cramming, what it means to study hard. Hey, fucktard, what do you mean you can't do it? I thought you were some big Billy badass fighter. Too big of a pussy? For the record, morons, they took my youngest son, put him in a room for 6 months with no windows, 12 hours a fucking day, and when he come out after half a year, he had a full-fledged mechanical structural engineering degree in his brain. Yeah, you don't even have to have an IQ of 130. You don't. All you have to do is try and apply yourself, moron. Didn't Daddy teach you that?
I've been through it. I've been, you know, a popular president. We had some great elections and some amazing, you know, number of votes. Nobody got more than we got. And, you know, I know the subject. Now, you know, they make it cute because it's obviously at CNN, and I call it fake news for a long time. We'll see how they do it. I think they have a lot at stake, to be fair. I think they have to be fair.
There he goes with that whiny, whiny, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, not fair bullshit again. He's prefacing his disastrous performance, which is quickly arriving, with all these fucking excuses. He's got all these outs he's made for himself. Well, guess what? The outs aren't accepted, dipshit. What are you going to do in a high-intense negotiation with China or Russia? Yeah, where you guys are in there with your jackets off, sleeves rolled up, boiling, screaming at one another with fucking translators between you. What are you going to do, cave pussy? If you fall this fucking easy, I never want to see you in public office ever again. Keep in mind, folks, we had the border problem. It was going to be fixed. It was going to be a brand new system down there, but the Republicans don't want to fix it. Donald Trump is the one who fucking killed that bill because the chicken shits couldn't man up.
So, sir, is it you think this is something you do as an executive order on your first day? We've seen the failures of the Biden administration. He's blaming Congress, saying that it's their fault that we continue to have this mass inbound migration on both the northern and southern border.
Remember, folks, James Lankford, he told everybody. Trump called and killed it, and all the pussy boys ran for the hills. This was a created chaos by the Republican Party.
How quickly can you get this problem under control?
Immediately, and he could too. All he has to do is say, close the borders. I did it. I had no problem with that.
Yeah, he had no problem with wanting to wall it up and turn it into another fucking Trump Tower. As though America could survive. It won't, except off the backs of the poor if you... dumb enough to vote for him.
Now, the funding was hard, but I took it out of the military. I said, this is an invasion. So I got the wall built with funds from the military.
And, of course, the Republican Party did that by cutting veteran funding.
All that burn pit stuff.
Yeah, they cut money from veterans to pay for that fucking wall, to keep Mexican veterans out of America.
This is an invasion of our country, which is what it is. But we lose hundreds of thousands of people are dying at our border, coming through our border every year because of...
Are you dumb enough to fall for that shit? So be it. MAGA, Supreme Court are delaying that immunity ruling because they want to make sure none of them rights are afforded to Biden. That's why they're delaying that immunity ruling. They want to give them to Trump, not Biden. Putting their Fuhrer above all. That's why they're doing it, folks. They're going to give Trump immunity, and they want to make sure that Biden has none of it. Your country is under attack by MAGA Supreme Court justices, and they've already announced the Trump administration they plan to attack innocent American citizens just as soon as they get in office. Republican Party, you're the only ones who continue to use God to write laws to attack and rip rights from innocent American citizens. They've attacked and killed cops on the steps of the Capitol. They've attacked and killed innocent women and children in Charlottesville. They've attacked this democracy. They've attacked innocent jurors. They've attacked innocent family members of court clerks. Now their Fuhrer has made it very, very clear to be a dictatorship on day one, no fucking law.
To use the government to go after people?
You mean like they're using right now?
You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Yeah. Except
Look,
what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Fine. We can do that too. When lawmakers and law upholders break the law, that means there is no law. Mm-mm. And you have the right to defend yourself.
I want to close the border, and I want to drill,
that's
drill,
not a, that's,
drill.
That's not,
oh, no.
That's not retribution. I got
I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, we love this guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no, other than day one.
Day one. And the very second he dismisses law, there is no law. You know why I know it's not tongue-in-cheek? Well, in the past 48 hours, this Trump administrator's been shooting their mouths off on their plans 2025.
We're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens. Whether it's criminally or civilly, we'll figure that out.
That's right. They're going to figure stuff out to sue people. They're going to make shit up. Political satire is gone because you won't be able to say anything negative about the Fuhrer anymore. This is the face of the Republican Party as it stands right now. They promise to break law. They promise to use law to continue to attack people. And furthermore, Donald Trump has already outlined an additional $5 trillion tax break for the elite wealthy. Oh, the cheap whores will probably get a $2,000 check once. But Donald Trump's going to throw another $5 trillion under the country's debt to ensure his tax break lives forever. This is the face of the anti-American terrorist organization Republican MAGA Party. They're betting their lives on Donald Trump, and they're going to extinguish your rights on day one.
Yeah, which means theirs are gone too.
Defend your families, folks.
Defending your family from extremist right-wing MAGA terrorists, brought to you by
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and maggots.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires, and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs, he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
How about
Mr.
maggots?
Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Fester.
Clean will clean your whole house and everything.
Yo,
that's
I got
in
fucking maggots
and he
everywhere.
Clean a dirty mirror.
He'll make it bright and clear.
Yeah, who gives
and
a shit?
Clean a diamond ring.
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Oh. Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Wait.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean,
well,
Mr.
Hey.
Clean, Mr. Clean.
Does it work on genital warts?
Like I say, Republican Party, my former party, you arrogant motherfuckers have way overplayed your hand. You're a fool for doubling down on it because it's going to end badly for you if you keep pushing. And I'm not talking to people like Mark Wayne Mullen. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, no, he's already in trouble.
Yeah.
For obstructing legal government proceedings as a congressman. His ass is on the line because that's a fucking felony and he knows it. You've seen all the fake electors around the country going to fucking jail and being indicted?
Oh.
All them crooked MAGA congressmen and women are fucking next. That's how come they're freaking and acting the way they are.
Yeah.
Oh, and they have their foot soldiers out there, too. I'm talking about Trump supporters, the 40, 50, 60-year-old white guys. The motherfuckers wound up so freaking tight because defending Donald Trump is impossible. Adam Mockler is a very popular YouTube host. He has a great channel, and he's a very professional young journalist. And he goes out and he does one thing. He simply asks MAGA basic questions about facts. Well, MAGA extremist Trump supporting men, the middle-aged white fuckers, they can't handle facts.
Do you think Donald Trump, when he was convicted on all 34 counts, what did you think about that?
Because I was me, Matt, and none of those 34 counts is worthless. You got
what?
A worthless case. You got a case from the FEC.
Why is it worthless?
It's worthless because there was no crime that was committed.
Falsifying business records with the intent of covering up another crime. But Michael Cohen went.
That's what they said. That's what you say.
That's what the jury said. The jury handpicked by Donald Trump's lawyers.
I know exactly what you're all about right now. You're not an independent journalist. You're nothing but a Trump hater, and you're out here trying to get everybody to be tripped up.
I want to retort. How about that intellect? Do you have any, I don't know, argument that you can make? Please, MAGA, white guy, tell me. Tell us how they're not facts. Tell us how the facts don't count. Tell us how the truth is a fucking lie, fucktard. He can't. So what does the old white Trump supporter do when he can't back up his own shit? He calls in the cavalry.
Let me ask you a question. Who thinks these 34 indictments are worth a piece of crap?
You know what?
They're all worthless. You know that. You know that. You know that. You know that.
What, the 34?
The 34 indictments are worthless.
You're saying that our entire... Let me finish.
It comes down to one question. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have Joe Biden in the White House for another 4 years?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. President Biden...
Interview over. Interview over.
That's what the pussy does. Interview over. Interview over. He runs away because pussy boy can't back up his own shit. Hey, you're not going anywhere, boy. This interview is on. Back your shit up and answer, boy. Oh, yeah, call in your girlfriends to defend you, pussy.
You have zero common sense.
You're undermining our entire justice system when you say this jury.
Your ability to, like, elect the next president that's competent.
I'm sorry, I don't want the dude that made his supporters attack the Capitol. I don't want the dude that...
made the supporters attack the Capitol.
His rhetoric directly...
He said peacefully walk to the Capitol.
He said fight. He said Mike Pence didn't do this.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me, my dog.
Dude,
don't touch me.
You're getting in front of my way.
Don't touch me out here. I'm going to tell you that.
I got a question.
Don't touch me.
The typical white male Trump-supporting pussy. They antagonize, and then they play the victim. He got right up in that kid's face, started saying, "Don't touch me." That's what they do. Not a sign of strength, weakness, predictable, gutless. Republican Party of un-men. The little Nancy, "Don't touch me." Yeah, he's going to cross the wrong guy someday, and you won't see him at any more rallies. Hey, MAGA pussies, the ones incapable of backing up a single solitary fucking thing, which means all of you, you better be real careful what you wish for, especially MAGA politicians. There ain't going to be no election. It will not get there, I can assure you of that. Oh, I don't know anything. I just know you people. Oh, you little pussies are going to tire easy when it goes down. You don't think so, cage fighter? But you're in for a rude awakening. I'm happy to announce the Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled against Kevin Stitt and Ryan Walters. There will be no taxpayer funding for religious charter schools. No taxpayer money for charter schools, but that's probably why Kevin Stitt already signed into law. Taxpayer money will be used to give kids in public schools credit if they want to break from public school hundreds of hours a year to, go get religious studies on the taxpayer dime. Oh, they signed that in law right under your nose, Oklahoma. Sure, they're violating the Constitution and law every fucking day in this state to rip your rights away. And of course, subservient GOP Oklahoma MAGA extremist Republicans are idly sitting by watching them do it. Why, it's fucking Nancy Pelosi's fault, they'll tell you. Once again, despite the Supreme Court ruling, it says no taxpayer money can be used for Oklahoma charter schools. Kevin Stitt has already signed a law that went into effect the other day. It says, hey, taxpayer money is being used in public schools anyway to fund kids who want to leave school to go to church and learn. It is so un-American. It is so shamefully blasphemous. They're using God. They're doing it to enrich themselves. And I'm sick with y'all. Kids are going to be able to break for religious studies and get school credit for it. Yeah, at the behest of taxpayer. Folks, these religious extremist terrorists that have infested your state here in Oklahoma are dangerous. They are actively working to attack your family. All the legislation and laws still sit on the floor, ripping your rights away. You think this is a fantasy? Your country is under attack by your local MAGA extremist, Republican Trump-supporting representatives. They are dismantling rights and this democracy for Donald Trump. And it's not going to get there. You better get on the fucking horn of your representatives, because I can promise you, if they push just a little bit further, y'all don't take this shit seriously, that you will. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to wrap it up for the Stan the Joke Man show. This is an American show, not a Republican show, not a Democratic show, not even an independent show, which I am, a registered independent. No, this is just a good old American show. I don't want anymore, and I got coming to me. And I want to make sure you get what you got coming to you. It's the American way, motherfuckers. Burn your shit solid, because we do it right here, or we don't do it at all. And it looks like this fake MAGA extremist party want to go the route of not doing it all anymore. And, well, okay, let's ride that wave and see who comes out on top. It won't be people who use God. That'd be you, terrorists. It's the property of Joke Man Productions, LLC, broadcasting from the Boys Room Studio here in Henrietta, America, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at high noon on iTunes. Be back on Friday. I'm going to go out and fly a kite before lunch. Yeah. Why not? We had some thunderstorms roll through, some straight-line 80-mile-per-hour winds. My dragon kite should fly sweet in that shit. I'm flying a kite today. Why wouldn't I? Outside, we have some thunderstorms rolling through Oklahoma. 80-mile-per-hour straight-line winds. Yeah, I've got a dragon kite I like to take out on days like this. I'm not trying to discover electricity. I just like flying kites. That's right. Go fly a kite, Stan. I've said it once, and I'll say it again. The most simple things in the world will reground you and get your mind right. And I say that to MAGA folks, too. Listen to me. I know you've got a good heart deep down. But you've got your head straight up your fucking ass. If you care about your family or your country at all, you are not going to vote for Donald Trump. But if you're a complacent asshole, well, then folks will always take the easiest road, because it's easier just to fucking blame somebody else and look in the mirror. Sure, I know exactly who you are. I'm guilty of such things. You bet. I'm a human being. The difference between me and you? Probably. I know when to get off that road. Yeah, there's an exit ramp. Get the fuck off and reset. Burn your shit solid. I'll be back on Friday, high noon. Till then, go fly a kite. Play in the garden. Play with the dog. Or just sit and watch traffic go by. Watch people. Have a drink. Your choice. The bar's open. Bye, adios, mi amigos. We'll be right back.
saying.